Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And as mentioned yesterday when we covered a story related to Discovery Health, essentially having shared an initial notification with specifically impacted members regarding an overpayment of certain above the threshold benefits during 2025. As we understand, since then, Discovery has made a U-turn on this decision and has agreed to actually cover the costs of the claims overpayments. Last night, we did speak to Medicheck, who gave us some perspective as an industry body representing members in terms of their concerns and even complaints against medical aid schemes. Tonight, a right of reply is being offered to Discovery Health to give us some perspective on this particular matter. For that, we're joined by the CEO of Discovery Health, Dr. Ron Whelan. Such a pleasure to have you, sir, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for hosting us. Great to be with you.
Firstly, thank you for making time. I can imagine that it's been a very busy time for yourself and your colleagues within the business, together with engagements with stakeholders. But I guess take us to the beginning and perhaps a clearer picture of the timeline. Before the notifications were sent out to impacted and affected members in early December, where did this overpayment error occur?
Well, let me start out and I'll answer your question straight after that. First I want to apologize to those members affected by the error. We recognize that we've let them down and we apologize sincerely for that. I also, and I think you've seen it through our actions this week, I wanted to reassure everyone across our membership base and our client base that Discovery will always act in accordance with its values and principles and do what's right. And that's exactly what we sought to do throughout this process, and particularly in covering the costs of the recoverable amounts on behalf of members. And so it's important that I start at that point. I also just wanted to contextualize this very quickly in that this particular error affected 16,500 members of 2.7 million members. So it's really important to recognize that there were over 2.68 million members who were not affected by this error. The error only impacted those members on executive, comprehensive, and priority plans. So the remainder of the plans were unaffected. It's important that I reassure your listeners who may be on one of the other plans, not executive, comprehensive, or priority, that they were entirely unaffected by this error. It's also important to note that benefits for 2026 are entirely unchanged. So let me just start there, providing some of that context.
Perfect.
Coming back to your question around the error emanated or started through a system update in January 2025. Ironically, the system update was to introduce a new benefit for the system. And it had a knock-on effect on one of the existing benefits related to what's called the above-threshold benefit. And it resulted in an over-accumulation and overpayment of claims for members in executive, comprehensive, and priority. So effectively, the scheme paid more than it was supposed to in terms of the scheme rules. So these particular members received more benefit than they were eligible for in 2025. Mm-hmm. Now, when that happens, it's similar to when someone pays your money into your bank account erroneously. Your bank makes an error. Make an erroneous payment in a bank account. Your bank accounts then recoup that money immediately. It's similar for the South African Revenue Services or SARS. And this was a similar instance. So the medical scheme in those instances is entitled to recover monies that were erroneously paid or benefits that were erroneously paid. And that's where as soon as we identified the error and quantified the error, we embarked on this recovery process in accordance. And very important for me to point out, mm-hmm. we're a highly regulated industry. We operated entirely in accordance with all applicable legislation, regulations, and indeed the medical scheme rules.
Mm-hmm. That's an important point, because that actually does speak to any particular claims that might have been through fraud or any corrupt activity, or members themselves perhaps submitting any incorrect claims. I'd like to go back to the technicalities of the error. From our understanding in conversation with Medicheck last night, they had alluded to the fact that Discovery had only found out about this error towards the end of November, and investigations had taken place subsequently. I guess, put it simply, when did you find out about the error? Why did it take so long? And what's been done about it so far?
Yeah, it's a very good question. So the reason it was detected so late is, firstly, it was a second order effect error. So the initial rule that we implemented worked and worked well. Because it was second order effect, it impacted another rule within the system. So that's the one reason. The second reason is because it related to the accumulation of benefits. over the course of the year towards a threshold. Mm-hmm. We only started to see it in the data once people crossed the threshold, and that typically happens somewhere around your August or September. And I think a credit to our drug risk review team, who started to pick up an anomaly in the data in and around October. They thought it might be related to consumption, people using more medicine and healthcare services. We see that often across the medical sector. That happens here from time to time. And then as they dug deeper, uncovered the error in late November. We then moved quickly to fix the error. We moved quickly to notify members of the error. It's really unfortunate that it was bad news, and it was bad news over the festive season. And that's never nice to receive bad news, even worse to receive bad news over the festive season. But we operated transparently and ethically, and we tried to alert members as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, it was not, and understandably so, not well received.
Got you. We'll come back to that particular theme in just a moment. I am aware that there's a clear separation between Discovery Health medical scheme as well as Discovery Health itself as a corporate organization. And perhaps this begs the question, when the error was discovered, the responsibility and role and function of the trustees on the medical scheme front, were there not any further liaisons to make sure that members would not be negatively impacted?
There was engagement with the medical scheme throughout this, throughout the process. Yes, so we work very closely with our colleagues in the medical scheme. You're right to point out that we are the administrator of the Discovery Health medical scheme. That relationship works well and works efficiently. It's also important that I point out at that juncture that the Discovery Health claim system runs at 99.9% accuracy. 99.9% accuracy. And even in 2025, accounting for this error, it was 99.9% accurate. It sounds like a lot of money, but in the context of, we process 111 billion rands worth of healthcare payments every year. That's what the amount of money we pay out on members' behalf to healthcare providers. This was an error of 125 million rand. It's a lot of money for me. It's a lot of money for you. But in the context of 111 billion rand, that's about 0.1%.
Gotcha.
Of your annual payments. So it's small in that context. So it's an incredibly accurate system. And I want to give all Discovery Health clients complete reassurance around the accuracy of the system.
So does that give us clarity that this is a cost that will be fully absorbed by the administrator being Discovery Health? Other members won't be affected by any incremental increases in their premiums?
That's correct. There's no impact whatsoever on any member across the Discovery Health medical scheme, given the administrators, Discovery Health will be covering the cost of this error. Importantly, we're covering it on the behalf of those members impacted by the error. Those members received additional benefits. We're now effectively funding the overpayments of those benefits on members' behalf, but no impact on members. It is and the reason for this is it's a unique situation. We've never had an error like this before. It was a unique set of circumstances on how people experience the error, and on learning that through the recovery process, we took a quick principle decision as Discovery Health that we're going to cover the costs of this error. So it's a big financial decision for us, but a very easy decision on the basis of principles.
MediCheck, as we understand, as an organization, has called for a full probe or investigation into the systems entailed at Discovery Medical Health. How do you respond to that?
We're already conducting a full investigation ourselves. We've got an internal audit on the go already. We're commissioning an external audit of our systems. We'll work closely with the Council for Medical Schemes, which is our regulator in this involved. It recently come through a Council for Medical Scheme inspection, which was almost a 100% clean audit on that inspection. So, we're already working through all of this. As painful as these experiences are, we must take the learnings from these experiences, and we'll be better coming on the back of this. And we welcome any scrutiny or rigor around our system. It just makes us better.
Mm-hmm. Any members who have actually paid that funding to Discovery? Are there any? Do we have any clarity around any members who have already complied with the request to pay?
We'll refund them.
Perfect. Let's talk about the lessons that you mentioned briefly and just reflect on those. What have the lessons been from this rather unfortunate circumstance, which has a small financial impact in your books, but in the lives and livelihoods of your members really must have caused some level of discomfort, trauma, and maybe even eroded some level of trust?
Without a doubt. I mean, we apologize for the inconvenience that's been caused through this episode. I think the first thing is, you know, don't communicate bad news over the festive season. Yeah. Is the other one learning for us. Yeah, the second learning for us is listen very hard to members, which is exactly what we did in the first phase of the recover. There are individuals behind membership numbers with personal experiences, your personal lives. So, yeah, we pride ourselves on being, you know, open, you know, with members. We like to engage with members, but we got to do more of that, you know, going forward. And then, of course, you know, we're aiming for even greater accuracy. 99.9 is, you know, clearly not enough. We've got to get better on this, and we'll take the learnings from this to even improve that. And, you know, we're inspired by the matric results yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we got, you know, 9.9 distinctions. We've got to get, you know, 10 distinctions.
100%. Dr. Whelan, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. We appreciate the fact that you provided us with a lot more clarity, context, and direction as to how the business will continue moving forward and the impact on its members. Thank you again for your time, sir.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Ron Whelan is the CEO of Discovery Health.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.